T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And it's down to Dubuque filling in for Newell Norman today, tomorrow, and Friday. He's on his annual hunting trip. Good luck to Newell, and I hope he stays warm while he's doing it. We're talking a little baseball here. The LSU National Champions from 2023 will be kicking off the 2024 season in 29 days. They'll be taking on VMI. It's a home game in Baton Rouge, and from then on, it's wide open. Seems like it kind of slipped up on us, and it's time to talk more about it. And if you'd like to do that, we invite your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. Our guest is Hunt Palmer, LSU Sports Radio Network, midday host on ESPN in Baton Rouge, and arguably the most knowledgeable guy when it comes to LSU baseball around. Hunt, we kind of talked about the pitching. Let's talk about some of the position players. We're very strong at catcher with the three guys you mentioned, but, you know, got some really big shoes to fill. In the outfield, of course, Dylan Crews. We'll get to that in a minute. But on the infield, Jordan Thompson is gone, and I would have to say that was one of the most improved college baseball careers I've ever seen. He had some rough times, but he really came through last year. Also, Brandon Joubert is gone now. He played a little bit at third base, probably mostly in the outfield. And I got a question from a listener. Where is Gavin Guidry? So we talked about, you know, Tommy White, and there's still some other positions there to be filled. What's the infield going to look like for the Tigers?
Yeah, you're missing a lot of production there. Obviously, Cade Beloso moving on, who was huge for you last year. Gavin Dugas, a stalwart there on the team for 4 years and played a great second base for you last year. Jordan Thompson, as you mentioned. A shortstop, they brought in a transfer from South Carolina named Michael Braswell, who was really highly thought of high school prospect. Had a pretty good freshman year at South Carolina. Last year, didn't hit very much, but he's a really good athlete and a pretty good defender. And Jay Johnson saw something in him when LSU played South Carolina in Columbia last year. And when he went to the transfer portal, they jumped on him pretty quickly. And Braswell had a great fall swinging the bat. They were really impressed with him, and he was so good that Jay Johnson said coming out of the fall, like, that's our shortstop, no questions asked. So he's won that spot. Second base, they've got some options over there. You mentioned Gavin Guidry. I don't think that's one right now. Gavin Guidry is going to be a pitcher for LSU for the foreseeable future. He was a really good hitter at Barb and the state player of the year, but he has not hit in two falls at LSU and then in early spring last year. So he factors more in as far as the bullpen goes. I think there's a real chance that Josh Pearson is the second baseman for LSU. Of course, he played left field last year, played some right field the year before that. He's been an outfielder in his time at LSU, but I think they can maximize themselves offensively by moving him into the infield. So that's the same thing they did with Gavin Dugas, who was an outfielder for a couple of years at LSU and moved into second base. I think you're going to see Josh Pearson there. And at first base, I think that's Jared Jones' job for right now, that Hayden Travinsky might play over there a little bit. I can see a situation where Jake Brown, talented left-handed pitcher and hitter, would play a little bit of first base, but I think he's probably headed for the outfield as a starter there. So I think you're probably looking at an opening day infield of Jared Jones at first, of Braswell at short, Tommy White at third, and then at second, Josh Pearson.
What happened last year to Jared Jones? He started off with a really good hitting streak, and then something happened. I don't know if it was a mental breakdown or some kind of problem with the team or coach, but he just seemed to fade away there for a while. What do you have any inside baseball, for lack of another term, that what happened to him?
Most of it was the inability to hit the breaking ball. They team figured out that he was hitting fastballs about 400 feet off the scoreboard and was really struggling with the breaking ball. And the more they mixed that in, the more he struggled. But guys came on. They had to get Beloso in the lineup. And so that took a DH first base spot away. And they wanted to get Pearson in later on. He was giving them such good at-bats. So they went that direction. And they just kind of ran out of spots to put him. Travinsky needed to play, and Malazzo was catching some. So he just kind of got squeezed out. It wasn't as if he just got totally benched. There were just some guys that were performing at a higher level. So that's if you look at his numbers from last year, he hit over 300 in SEC play. He hit a bunch of home runs. And that's a really good start for a freshman. So I think there's reason to believe he can be a really, really good offensive player for him. I believe the key to this team is going to be the way that the four rising sophomores, who are now sophomores, perform and step up their level of play. And that's Jared Jones, Paxton Kling, Brady Neal, and Ethan Fry, who's a guy that didn't play a ton last year. But if those four guys can have a strong progression from freshman to sophomore, that's where I think this team can take the next step. I don't have to worry about Tommy White. I'm not worried about Thatcher Hurd or Luke Holman. I don't expect anything crazy from Travinsky or Michael Braswell or even Mac Bingham. I think those guys are who they are. I think the high ceiling sophomores like Jared Jones are going to have to be the guys that make this team one of the best in the country.
Got it. I want to move on to the outfield here in a second, but I got a listener who wants to know what's your opinion of freshman pitcher Cade Anderson this year.
Yeah, he's really talented, but he's just in the mix with a lot of talented pitchers and a lot of talented left-handers. LSU for years struggled to have lefties. It was like kind of Jared Poche and then maybe one a year. And this year they've got a ton of really talented left-handers. Gage Jump is a guy we've talked about. Obviously Nate Ackenhausen is back. Griffin Herring is back. They bring in a freshman by the name of Cam Johnson, who Perfect Game ranked as the best freshman to make it to campus in college baseball. And so those are all left-handed pitchers that are super talented. So is Cade Anderson. So I think he will have, they play so many games early. They've got a couple of four-game weeks, some wraparound weekends, that they're going to play a lot of baseball in late February and early March. And Anderson will have his chance to get some innings. And if he performs well, I think you'll see Jay Johnson turn to him more. If there are some bumps in the road, there are just so many other guys that can take innings. We'll see. That's just the nature of being a pitcher at LSU this season.
The outfield. I don't know if I've ever seen a better collegiate player than Dylan Cruz was. I mean, the guy was phenomenal. I can't bring to mind anyone who I think would be better than him. But it looks like, if what you say is right, Josh Pearson moving to the infield, who does that leave out there? I mean, Paxton Kling had a good amount of playing time last year. But beyond those couple of guys, who do we expect to see out there?
So I think Kling will absolutely be out there, and I think Mac Bingham will absolutely be out there. And then the name that has surfaced from fall baseball that I did not expect, kind of the inverse of Gavin Guidry, is Jake Brown. When they signed Jake Brown last year as a freshman, I thought, all right, another really talented left-handed pitcher they brought in, which is true. He's a really talented left-handed pitcher, but he hit so well in the fall from the left side that they started saying, well, this may be a guy that we can plug in the outfield. They're looking for left-handed bats. If you look through the guys that are pretty well locked in to starting positions, Travinsky, Malazzo, Jared Jones, Mac Bingham, Michael Braswell, Tommy White, Paxton Kling, all those guys hit right-handed. So they're looking for left-handed bats. Brady Neal is one, and Jake Brown is one as well. And that's a guy that could factor in and should factor in pretty early as an outfielder. Ethan Fry is someone that they like in the outfield as well. And so that's probably the first four guys. If I had to bet right now, though, opening day would be Kling, Bingham, and Jake Brown in the outfield.
What about Mike Paul? They were real high on him as a freshman coming in, but I don't hear much about him lately.
Yeah, Mike Paul and Zeb Ruddle, a couple of left-handed hitter, scrappy outfielders. who are probably not the talent level, ceiling level guys like Paxton Kling or Jared Jones or Ethan Frey would be, but are certainly guys who, like I said, they're going to play a lot of baseball in the first 25 days of the season. And they'll get some opportunities, but I think those guys are depth pieces on this roster right now.
Very good. Stay with us, Hunt. We're going to take a break. When I come back, I want you to kind of give us your estimation of who the fear will be, the big guns in the SEC this year that will be also vying to head to the national championship, and also the portal, how in that, and also NIL, name, image, and likeness. How are those affecting LSU baseball? Hunt Palmer's our guest. If you want to talk with him or shoot us a text message, got a question about anything dealing with LSU baseball, he's here to handle it for you. 504-260-1870. We're back right after this.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.